Chapter 7. At the time when I would heal Israel, the error of Ephraim is also exposed, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they practice deception. Thieves break in, and marauder bands raid outside. But they do not say in their heart that I will remember all their wickedness. Now their dealings are all around them. They are right in front of my face. They make the king rejoice by their wickedness, and princes by their deceit. All of them are adulterers, burning like an oven fired by a baker who stops stirring the fire after kneading the dough until it is leavened. On the day of our king, princes have become sick. They are enraged because of wine. He has reached out his hand to ridiculers, for they approach with hearts burning like an oven. All night long the baker sleeps. In the morning the oven blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot like an oven, and they devour their rulers. All their kings have fallen. No one among them calls out to me. Ephraim mixes with the nations. Ephraim is like a round cake left unturned. Strangers have consumed his strength, but he does not know it. And his gray hairs have turned white, but he does not notice it. The pride of Israel has testified against him, but they have not returned to Jehovah their God, nor have they looked for him despite all of this. Ephraim is like a simple-minded dove, lacking good sense. They have called out to Egypt. They have gone to Assyria. Wherever they go, I will spread my net over them. I will bring them down like the birds of the heavens. I will discipline them according to the warning given to their assembly. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Devastation to them, for they have transgressed against me. I was ready to redeem them, but they have spoken lies against me. From their heart they did not call to me for help, although they kept wailing on their beds. For their grain and new wine they would slash themselves. They turn against me. Although I disciplined them and strengthened their arms, they are against me, scheming what is bad. They changed course, but not to anything loftier. They were as unreliable as a loose bow. Their princes will fall by the sword because of their defiant tongues. For this they will be an object of ridicule in the land of Egypt.